Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, August 20th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, a PSA from Hardy County Emergency Management: during extremely hot and humid weather, your body's ability to cool itself is challenged. When the body heats too rapidly to cool itself properly, or when too much fluid or salt is lost through dehydration or sweating, body temperature rises and you or someone you care about may experience a heat-related illness. It is important to know the symptoms of excessive heat exposure and the appropriate responses. Heat cramps have symptoms of painful muscle cramps and spasms located in the leg and abdomen, and also heavy sweating. For treatment, apply firm pressure on cramping muscles or gently massage to relieve spasms. Give sips of water unless symptoms of nausea are present, otherwise do not provide hydration, and seek immediate medical attention if your cramps last more than an hour. Heat exhaustion has symptoms including heavy sweating, weakness or tiredness, muscle cramps, dizziness, and headache, to name a few. For treatment, move the victim to a cooler environment, loosen clothing, and apply cool and wet cloths, or, if available, have the victim sit in a cool bath. Offer sips of water, and if vomiting occurs or the symptoms last more than an hour, seek medical attention. And heat stroke includes symptoms of a throbbing headache, confusion, nausea, dizziness, fever, a rapid and strong pulse, and fainting or loss of consciousness. For treatment, call 911 immediately or get the victim to a hospital, as delayed medical attention can be fatal. Your local events next Friday, August 27th, the Pacer Group and Career Source Heartland will be hosting a job fair. Several entry-level manufacturing positions will be available. It'll be held at their engineering facility at 2515 Commerce Court in Bowling Green from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. The address again is 2515 2515 Commerce Court in Bowling Green from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's brought to you by the Pacer Group and Career Source Heartland. Also, next Friday evening, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they take on the Fort Meade Miners in a non-district home game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m., and Wes and the gang will have live coverage of this matchup right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw on your Hardy County radio dial, AM 1310 or FM 102.1, or you can listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County. First, the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce is seeking highly motivated, self-directed, and dynamic candidates for the position of executive director. Qualified candidates will be organized, understand QuickBooks, and have a passion for the business community in Hardy County. This position is responsible for a full range of activities, including but not limited to the following: attracting and retaining members, developing business partnerships, developing, managing, and marketing programs and events, overseeing the organizational structure, interpreting policies and procedures, motivating volunteers, managing income and expenses, managing chamber operations, facilitating strategic planning, and serving as liaison to chamber constituents. Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a switchboard operator. A high school diploma or GED is required, and Utilitech Incorporated is looking for an IT technician, an associate's degree in computer sciences or related field, and 5 years of computer networking experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 88 degrees out, feels like 101. Partly sunny with thunderstorms, a 50% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 10, very high. Winds north at 5 miles per hour with gusts up to 6 miles per hour. The humidity is extremely humid, 66%. The dew point 76. Cloud cover is 24%. We have 0.05 inches of rain. The visibility is 5 miles, and the cloud ceiling all the way at the observable 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, hot with highs in the mid-90s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming northwest around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon, a 50% chance of rain with heat index values up to 108. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight with lows in the mid-70s. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable with a 20% chance of rain. Saturday, mostly sunny with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain and heat index values up to 105. And Saturday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the mid-70s, west winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farm real estate value averaged $3,380 per acre for 2021, up $220 per acre from last year. MorningAgClips.com reports Alabama farm real estate values increased $50 per acre, and Florida was up $120 per acre. Farm real estate values in Georgia increased $170 per acre, and South Carolina values were up $100 per acre. Hundreds of cattlemen and women attended the 28th Annual Cattlemen's College in Nashville last week, held in the days before the Cattle Industry Convention and National Cattlemen's Beef Association Trade Show. According to the NCBA, Cattlemen's College is one of the industry's premier educational events and brings stimulating sessions to help generate better returns for operations. On-demand videos from Cattlemen's College are available online for registered attendees and for a fee for non-attendees. The USDA is making up to $500 million available in grants to help rural healthcare facilities, tribes, and communities expand access to COVID-19 vaccines, healthcare services, and nutrition assistance. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says through the Emergency Rural Healthcare Grants, USDA will help rural hospitals and local communities increase access to vaccines and testing, medical supplies, telehealth, and food assistance. He says these investments will also help improve the long-term viability of rural healthcare providers.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin-90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin-90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Cotton is continuing to benefit from a summer of abundant rainfall. More than 67% of U.S. cotton is rated in good to excellent condition and 5% very poor to poor. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says both these stats are up 2 points from the previous week. Last year at this point in the summer, just 45% of the cotton was rated good to excellent, while 22% was rated very poor to poor. Rippey has the latest look at cotton bolls opened, which he says is an important number to note as storms continue to move across the southeast.
1/10 of the U.S. crop with open bolls. That, too, is behind the five-year average, which is 15%, behind last year's 14%.
With Fred having moved through and more storms forecast before the official end of the hurricane season,
the good news is that very few cotton bolls are open. That's a stage much more vulnerable to wind and heavy rainfall. For example, in Georgia, just 4% of the cotton bolls open. That is behind the five-year average of 9%.
Taking a look at peanuts now, pegging is reported at 95% at the last report, 1 point behind last year, and the crop condition for peanuts is quite good. Rippey says nationally, 73% of the peanut crop is rated good to excellent, 3% very poor to poor. That's comparable to last year at this time, when peanuts were rated 75% good to excellent and 5% very poor to poor.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Major indexes closing mixed on Wall Street after another choppy day of trading. The S&P 500 ended with a gain of just 0.1% after wobbling between gains and losses for much of the day. Even though most stocks in the S&P 500 fell, the benchmark index managed to rise thanks largely to gains in several big technology companies like Microsoft. The Dow slipped 0.2%. The Nasdaq rose 0.1%. Small company stocks lost ground. Prices for crude oil and other commodities fell broadly. The Dow lost 66 points to close at 34,894. The Nasdaq gained 15 to 14,541. The S&P 500 was up 5 points to 4,405. New York oil fell $1.77, closing at $63.69 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. Freddie Freeman became the first Atlanta Braves player to hit for the cycle twice by accomplishing the feat Wednesday night in an 11-9 win over Miami. Freeman credited his wife with the cycle.
We had breakfast this morning, and we had two cappuccinos delivered, and she chose the cappuccino, and she handed it to me and said, this is the one that has a lot of hits in it, so I got to give this one up to my wife, Chelsea. Because if it wasn't for the right cappuccino pick, I wouldn't be here talking to you guys.
The reigning NL MVP doubled in the first, tripled in the fourth, singled in the fifth, and hit his 27th homer, a two-run blast to the sixth. The Braves with 6 wins in a row and 13-15 topped the NL East by 3.5 games over Philadelphia, who lost to Arizona 4-2. New York trailed 1-0 in the ninth before pulling out a 6-2-12-inning victory at West Leader San Francisco. Mets outfielder Kevin Pillar had the tie-breaking 3-run homer in the 12th.
Much-needed hit at a big time. I think we got the monkey off our back a little bit. Things just haven't been going well.
The Mets back to .500 after snapping a 5-game losing streak. This is SRN Sports. Jackie Bradley Jr. scampered home from third base at a wild pitch in the 10th inning as NL Central leader Milwaukee beat St. Louis 6-4. It was Chicago 7-1 over Cincinnati, Colorado 7, San Diego 5. The LA Dodgers blanked Pittsburgh 9-0. AL East leader Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 8-4. Rays pitcher Ryan Yarbrough, who worked 5 shutout innings after coming off the COVID-19 list, says he worked on several things during his time off.
When you have that amount of time off, you have some time to really think about some things and dwell on what you're doing well and what you're not.
New York swept a 3-game series with Boston, beating the Red Sox 5-2.
We're going for a sweep there against a team that's, you know, been in front of us.
Yankees starting and winning pitcher Andrew Heaney allowed 1 run and 2 hits over 7 innings. Central leader Chicago beat Oakland 3-2. West leader Houston dropped their 4th straight. 3-2 to Kansas City. It was Minnesota 8-7 over Cleveland 11. L.A. 3, Detroit 1. Seattle 3, Texas 1. The interleague game saw Washington defeat Toronto 8-5. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. But if you can't go inside, you can go on their website anytime at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day, we have enough youth. How about a fountain of smart? Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, a great weekend. Stay safe, stay dry, and I'll see you again on Monday. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.